This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Our country, John Lewis.
But isn't it more difficult now to work together when you've said flatly he's not even a legitimate president?
Well,
I don't recognize his legitimacy. John Lewis said that.
No, but that's, I mean, I think that President-elect Trump has said enough things that might be disqualifying in terms of working together. But nonetheless, we go forward.
You believe he's a legitimate president?
Well, he was elected. I remind you that Hillary Clinton got millions more votes. But it's the Electoral College.
Right.
And, of course, there's an investigation as to what the collusion might have been between. We know the Russians hacked. We know they leaked. It may have altered whatever they leaked.
So you're not so sure.
But we want to see what the collusion is. But that's an investigation. And right now, he's going to be sworn in today. We go forward with faith in our country. I believe, again, in the greatness of America to withstand anything, the presence of God, and the urgency that the American people see in their lives. And
it sounds like you don't totally believe he's a legitimate president.
No. That's not true. He's elected by the Electoral College. He's there. Yeah.
Michael Steele, off of what Leader Pelosi is saying, you speak to...
You know, they just can't help themselves. They just want to create this controversy. And I know the Democrats are having a hard time admitting the truth that he is the legitimate president. I mean, they keep bringing up this divisive deal about the popular vote. That's not what it's about. You know, it's the Electoral College. If it was the popular vote, the campaigns would have been, done differently. And basically, by playing the popular vote card, you are invalidating the rest of the country. I mean, the very thing that our founding fathers protected, and that is that there would be a balanced voice and participation of, the choices of our government. A state like California, for example, could not overwhelm a smaller state, that one voice would not mean more than others. This is what this is all about. This is about the United States, and just like it was for Barack Obama. I mean, if you wanted to extrapolate and say, well, you know, he's not the legitimate president for these states here because Mitt Romney or John McCain carried these states. It wasn't fully carried by, you know, so then all the citizens of that state could say, well, he's not my president. And though you might say, you know, some have said that, right, Scott? But,
They have said that. They have said that. And yeah. I would say that I think Benjamin Franklin said it best. Because he really fought for the republic aspect of it all. And he said you can't do a democracy because a democracy is two wolves and a sheep talking about what's for dinner.
Exactly.
Now, obviously, you know, that first vote is easy. They're gonna eat the sheep. Mm-hmm. But what happens when there's no more sheep?
Yeah.
Then the wolves start to eat each other. and so you can't do it by mob rules. You just can't.
Right. Well, and this is what we're realizing and appreciating, some are. And we're going to have a further conversation about this on Inauguration Day as all the players are coming together here in anticipation. A good portion of the country, the majority of the country is very excited and hopeful with this new president, the 45th president, Donald J. Trump. Taking the oath of office and the forecast for our country, not only for our country, but I think for our world. I mean, there are nations around the world that are rejoicing, I think it's quite interesting that we're all looking at the same cup. Part of the country is seeing this as half empty. Other, like I said, the majority of the country is seeing it as half full.
Maybe we should just treat this presidency thing like they did with the Obamacare bill. You know, you got to elect him in order to see what he does. You can't say anything bad about him, but you got to elect him to see what he does.
Well, the protesters are out in number, and the supporters are out in number as well. This is what a free America is all about, and hopefully it maintains some civility here. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more from Carl Gallitz right after this.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com and drop me an email. Let me know your thoughts, Bill, at BillMartinezLive.com. Interestingly, today, Inauguration Day here in America, 2017, with Donald J. Trump taking the oath of office minutes from now. Also, Carl Gallup's, I think it's quite interesting that it happens to be International Day of Acceptance, huh?
At least a good half of America has no problem accepting this. And,
right.
I'm sure there's some safe spaces and daffodils and puppies being handed out this morning in other places, and unicorns and marshmallows, but... but, we've seen some ridiculous reaction to this. I mean, look, I can remember Obama's first inauguration, for example. Now, the second inauguration, I was a lot more skeptical because by then we were deep into this birth certificate investigation and it already uncovered some deep, dark stuff. Mm-hmm. But even then, I didn't rant and rave and cry and scream and go hide in a safe space and make videos crying on YouTube we accepted the constitutional process, but that did not stop us from continuing to dig into the truth but the first one I can remember. I mean, I was very sad that Obama won that election because I had done a lot of research and knew that his politics alone were horrific, at least in my estimation. And I called way back then, 8 years ago, as you probably did as well. I said way back then in interviews what was going to happen. I talked
exactly.
about border security. I talked about the economy. I talked about the health care. I even predicted we would wind up with gay marriage. I was laughed at for that
right.
8 years ago. But here we are, and everything that I saw coming and not claiming to be a prophet happened. But... I watched the inauguration process. I on radio, I said to people, look, let's give it a chance. Let's come together. Let's do something for the nation, and let's see what happens. And we can trust the political process to deal with any sort of evil that might ensue. Well, was I wrong on that? We couldn't trust the political process, as the last 8 years has shown us. But
exactly.
But anyway, so here we are again. And I know there are people that don't like what they're seeing, but the bottom line is we're in the midst of the process. It's working. The greatest constitutional republic ever existing on the planet is 240-something years old and still going, and it looks like there's going to be another peaceful transition, unlike many countries of the world. And so I'm proud of that.
Right.
We'll see what happens, though. I do not think Donald Trump is the savior of America, although I'm glad he won and not Hillary Clinton. And although I supported him, endorsed him, spoke at one of his rallies, opened one of his rallies for him, I think he's a good man and a man that God may well use to bring us a breath of breathing room. But there are some powerful, evil, globalistic, demonic forces working against him
no
and
doubt.
America right now. So
right.
So we'll see what happens, Bill.
Yeah, the fight continues. We cannot grow weary. We cannot grow lax. I mean, basically, when you look at the last 8 years, you know, this is a government of, for, by, we the people. And yeah. So if we're disengaged, we pay the price. And if you think not, just look back on the last 8 years, and we created, we're, you know, you talk about complicity. You know, we the people are complicit in, you know, the loss of jobs, the indebtedness, the deterioration of the moral fiber of this country. You know, we don't have anybody to blame but the one that stands in the mirror, Carl Gallops.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You know, and I'm a pastor, and I've been a pastor for 30 years. Prior to that, I was in law enforcement for 10 years, but I've been telling the church, you know, for decades now that, folks, one of the main reasons we are where we are, you're not going to want to hear this,
mm-hmm.
but one of the main reasons is the church. So many pulpits have gone silent for decades on speaking to political, social issues that are also biblical issues. We decided that it wasn't politically correct. I say we, not me, but a lot of the pastors
right.
and a lot of the people in the pulpits don't know about prophecy, about Israel, about the Middle East, about geopolitical ties. They don't know what the Bible says truly about radical homosexuality, homosexual marriage, about borders and the security of national sovereignty, the biblical issues of national sovereignty, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, all these issues that are so huge to our culture are in the Word of God, and
exactly.
most pulpits are silent. They're silent about evolution and creation.
Mm-hmm.
They're silent about abortion. They're silent about the things that are destroying our nation. And so we're partly to blame. We're a mm-hmm. big part of it.
Well, Carl, did the church speak up enough to rally people of faith? Because we had people of faith come out in numbers that were unprecedented for this election.
Yeah.
So I think some of the pastors did open up a little bit. I mean, I would give them some credit, but we've got more to do in this fight for truth, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And listen, let me answer you. You've raised two or three different issues there. Well, they're all related, but different. Number one, yeah, when I was talking about most of the pastors have opted out of these things, that is a statistically proven fact. It's documented in my last book and the book before that I wrote, Be Thou Prepared, in this book, When the Lion Roars. I have the polls, the surveys that were done from reputable polling companies for years. They interviewed thousands of conservative evangelical pastors, and their findings were, over years of survey and research, that over 90% of America's conservative pastors never addressed the issues that I just said. Never! From their pulpits. They admitted it. So I am factual when I say most pastors do not do this. And I hate to say that, but I mean, the facts bear it out. Their own admission bears it out. But in this last election, I think some of them woke up. I know that there were a double handful of us out there all over media. And that's not because we're the only ones speaking. We were just blessed. I was blessed to have access to a lot of radio and television media. Not every pastor has that. I understand that.
Right.
But a double handful of us did, and we were begging the churches and the pastors, please, I know we don't have perfect choices in Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, but take a look. Hillary Clinton represents the globalist agenda. She represents the continual downsizing of our power, our economy. She represents the continual degrading of our borders, the opening up of a global community in America. And then Donald Trump represents national sovereignty, First Amendment, Second Amendment, all the things we hold dear in America.
Exactly.
And I said, if the church doesn't get out and get involved, the double handful of us out there that were screaming this in the media, we will go down. We will go down. And
right.
the church heard the message. They woke up. They came out. Multiple millions of Christians that didn't vote before came out and voted, and Donald Trump is now the president.
Well, what echoed to me in my heart and spirit, Carl, during this period of time is, you know, Jesus' declaration about his church, that the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And I had to hold to that. I had to hold that the church would stand up. But again, we're warned in the Word of God that having done all to stand, you keep standing, right? Because this is only just beginning. This is not the end of the war.
That's right.
As we know it, right?
No, you're absolutely right. It's just beginning. Incoming is on the way.
Amen. Carl Gallops is with us. We got more from Carl on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
Well, welcome to the rebellion, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you along in this good fight to get this country back on track. All hands required to get on deck and to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And, you know, our conversation with Carl Gallops continues. Carl is a senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. He's been in that position since 1987, an Amazon Top 60 best-selling author. conservative talk radio host heard nationally and internationally, and a prolific TV, radio, and print media guest commentator. Carl, with this change of guard and this peaceful transition that's being demonstrated today on this inauguration day, there is a tremendous amount of opportunity for people who have, you know, found themselves without a job. Clearly, we have, and we've been saying for a long time on this radio show that America, if America ever needed a jobs president, you know, it is now with all the jobs that have been lost. And look at what Donald Trump has done even before he's been officially sworn in, which we are minutes away from the reality of that. He has kept the focus on job establishment and job creation, you know, going out there doing things that are quite refreshing. I mean, it's things that business people do. Because, again, as we've been saying here, I think for the first time in the modern era, or the first time probably ever in the history of presidents, we have a true chief executive officer who's been in business and understands what, you know, what leading a company, an organism, is all about.
Yeah. Yeah. You stole all my thunder. You said everything I was going to say. No, you're right. I mean, think of it. Not discrediting presidents before him, although some of them deserve discrediting, but let's just say not discrediting anybody before him. But we've never had a billionaire businessman, tried and proven, who's created thousands and thousands and thousands of jobs throughout the world in his lifetime of business, who continues to create jobs, who doesn't have a problem hiring and firing and negotiating, who wrote the book, The Art of the Deal, I think it is, Negotiation,
yes.
Who understands it, who gets it, and before he even takes office, you know, all during the campaign, people were saying, well, he's not presidential. He needs to be more presidential. Well, let me just say, once he won the election, he was president before he's ever sworn in. I mean, he has been... Tens of thousands of jobs have already been promised now coming to America in the first few weeks before the inauguration, with promises of many, many, many tens of thousands of more. And that's before he ever raises his hand and gets the absolute power to do this. So I'm very hopeful. And, you know, in case we have listeners that are listening to you and me, a couple of believers talk and say, well, what do you mean? Do you think jobs is the most important thing? Well, obviously the most important thing is a character cleansing of our nation, obviously,
exactly.
And a turning our hearts back to God, obviously.
Yeah.
But at the gut level, human level of government and cultures and societies, we are a constitutional republic built upon the ideal of a free market capitalistic society. And jobs, energy, production, the exchange of goods and services for currency is the engine of this nation. And out of that engine, out of that energy, comes everything else that we can do for good. Yes, evil can come, but
right.
Under good leadership, perhaps. You know, because out of that engine comes the ability to have the strongest military. Out of that engine comes the ability to have peace in within our borders. Out
exactly.
of all of that economic prosperity comes the ability to minister. Yes, I said minister to the rest of the world, to feed the world, to clothe the world, to help medicate people who need, you know, devastating diseases around the world, to intervene in war-torn areas and civil war destruction and genocide. I mean, so yes, jobs are important. The economy of America is important, and the rest of the world depends upon an American strong economy.
Well, Carl, to take it a half a step back, if I might, and that has to do with productivity. God said, be fruitful and multiply. That was his commandment. To his creation. God would not have told us to do that if we were not capable of doing it. Sometimes, historically, people there's a lid placed on the productivity levels of people. And I believe for the last 8 years specifically, a lid has been placed. There's been distraction, government plans, thinking that's a better way as opposed to self-responsibility. But, you know, what's happening is people are crying out and they're frustrated because they want to be able to provide for their families. They've got the talent. They've got the giftings and the resources. But the government has said, no, not here. And it's made it most difficult for people to express those giftings and talents that God has blessed them with. And I believe that we are on a verge of a new industrial revolution with this lid coming off. People are dreaming big dreams. My friends with Wells Fargo and Bank of America all tell me, Bill, the interest in people starting up their own businesses again is skyrocketing. It is so discernibly different than what we've been previously experiencing. We're excited. They're excited. I mean, this is quite engaging. And it is amazing what can happen when people are allowed to exercise their God-given gifts, isn't it?
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, within any culture, there's going to be a certain element of entitlement mentality people.
Right.
And we have that element. We have a percentage of our nation that thinks that the world owes them something.
And it's been grown, Carl. I mean, normally, to your point, yes, there's a certain level of people. The Bible warns us about the person who's so lazy they can't even put their hand to their mouth to feed themselves. You know, that's there. Jesus told us the poor will always be with us. It just comes with humanity. But we just don't need it to be over-exercised and made to such a degree as what's happening here in America, because I think about these souls, these people, these families that are so frustrated because they're not living their dream.
No. Well, that's exactly where I was going there in my diatribe, was that every culture has a certain element of that, and we have our element. However, and that was my next point where I was going, however, I think the vast majority of America truly does have that God-given, a God-anointed, God-awakened spirit within us that we want to be productive, even into our elder years. That doesn't necessarily mean we want to work 40-hour, 50, 60-hour weeks in our elder years, but even elderly people want to be productive. They want the opportunity to make things happen if they possibly physically and mentally can. And you've got to have a robust economy for that, so that a young person in high school can get their first minimum wage job and learn, get some experience, all the way to the senior adult who's in the twilight years but still wants to get out and maybe get some part-time employment or start up a little business. But everything in between, the people who are raising families and educating children and paying taxes, and you've got to have a robust economy that encompasses all of that. Otherwise, your culture begins to rot from within, and we've seen that happen over the last, you know, several terms here. But right. I think under Donald Trump, I think that will change. We'll see. We'll see.
Right. Well, Carl, you bring up a good point, and that is the senior adults. I talk to many, and they go, you know, I'm retired. I mean, you can sense that they've kind of lost sense of purpose in their life. And my encouragement to them is pray, because we need people who know their God, who have experientially gone through the wars, have seen God's faithfulness. And we need them to pray like never before for this president, for our country, for our world, you know, for God's will. I mean, because lest we forget, as you mentioned very clearly and compassionately, that Donald Trump is not the answer any more than Barack Obama is the answer. It is in God himself. It's God's will to be done.
That's right.
And that is the bigger and most significant picture. So if you wonder, what am I to do? And if all else fails, I say pray, right?
Yep, absolutely. Keep this lifted up in prayer, because God's not through with us yet, I do believe.
It's going to be a lot of fun. There's no doubt about it. And what makes it fun, Carl, is we get to see and witness the sovereign hand of God upon this nation, upon Israel, and upon this world, because, as you say, he is faithful to his promise.
Yes, he is, and yes, we do, and I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on today, Bill. God bless you.
Hey, thank you, Carl. God bless you. Happy Inauguration Day.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
President Obama, this is your last day in the White House.
Presidential signage to get your way.
Yes. I believe in the Constitution, and I will obey the Constitution of the United States. We're not going to use signing statements as a way of doing an end run around Congress. And wait for Congress to do its job. So where they won't act, I will. And I told my administration, we're going to look every single day to figure out what we can do without Congress. What can we do without? And that means that no matter how we reform health care, we will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period. If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan, period. No one will take it away, no matter what.
Under my plan of a cap and trade system, electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket.
Drive our SUVs and, you know, eat as much as we want and keep our homes on, you know, 72 degrees at all times, whether we're living in a desert or we're living in the tundra, and then just expect that every other country is going to say, okay, you know, you guys go ahead and keep on using 25% of the world's energy, even though you only account for 3% of the population, and we'll be fine. Don't worry about us. That's not leadership.
Fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez Live.
And around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. The activity is well underway. This, Scott, number-wise, we're talking about the 58th inauguration that has taken place. And some people say 58. I thought this was only the 45th president. Yes, 45th president. But, you know, there's been 58 because you've got some presidents that had more than one administration.
Well, you've had some serve two. You've had some serve, one and a half.
Right.
You've had a couple that have or you had one that decided to serve four.
Yeah.
So.
But what an exciting time here. We were hoping to have Megan Barth with us. She's there in D.C., right there watching it up close and personal. But we could tell from the, from the conflict of audio and everything else was going to be most difficult. But I'm sure she's going to have lots of stories to share with us when after this is all done. But as we watch television, it is most magnificent to see what is going on. The enthusiasm of, people that support the Constitution, believe in the Constitution, that believe in the, the peaceful transition of power from Barack Obama to the 45th president, who will be sworn in by Chief Justice John Roberts minutes from now, right?
Minutes from now. We got it kind of in the background a little bit. They're kind of introducing Trump right now. He just walked out. You have, the presidents that are there, George W. is there.
Mm, right.
His father couldn't make it because,
Well, he was ill. I mean, both he and his mom, his wife, Barbara, were ill and in the hospital together there. But the reports are I guess both of them are out now. They're home and doing well, is what we've got from the last report, right?
Last I heard, yeah. But you got Bill and Hillary are there. Obama and Michelle are there. And, there didn't seem to be any animosity between any of them as they were shaking hands. And,
no.
It actually looked like, Obama and Trump both said some things to one another as they were shaking hands. And
kind of a word of encouragement. And, soon to be President Trump hugged Michelle, gave her a kiss on the cheek. It was all good and in respectful, what you would expect here, right?
Yeah, and with Obama leaving office, I feel the same way I felt about him. Out of all the presidents that I've seen leave, I have to see how time transpires and look back before I can really make an assessment on what really happened, what really transpired, and things like that. And I mean, like my dad told me, he goes, when Reagan was in office, I didn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I thought Reagan was a horrible president when he was in there. And he goes, 16 years later, I thought he was great. And I wish we had him back,
Right.
So that kind of gives you the feeling. And look at past presidents.
Well, George W. Bush, the same way, to your point. I mean, he was so maligned by the media, by Congress. Although his approval rating has been gradually increasing. As you say, you get further away and you're able to look at it with some perspective. And there's so much to appreciate, in George W. Bush and how he transitioned, so much so that President Obama said, I want to go along with his model, the way he was so supportive. And it seems for the most part that has been, that has been the case. That it has been a smooth transition, that President Obama has honored that tried and true tradition that George W. Bush had exampled to him. So I think that that's positive.
And there's another thing that there's people that are saying, I hope he fails. That does nothing to help us.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You're shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah.
Put the gun down. Yeah, exactly.
I love my eyes, but my eyes really make my face work. But I'm going to cut off my nose.
Yes, exactly.
Because I don't like that. Right. It's a weird attitude to take. Obviously, the first time around I was a little more hopeful for the Obama administration. Second time around, I didn't like the way that Romney ran his campaign.
Mm.
But even that second time, it was like, come on. I hope he succeeds. Because if he succeeds, it only helps all of us.
You're hoping. I mean, you're hearing what he's saying, that look at, he's convinced. And to this day, he's convinced that his policies have worked, and that his legacy will speak for itself. And, you know, there is a majority of Americans that question whether or not it it worked. And, and it is a bit confusing because you hear this president, and I'm talking about President Obama, communicate in such a way to where you say, wow, he's really, you know, so you go, what are we missing? You know, what am I not connecting? That's why the other day when we had the conversation with, you know, the New Yorker magazine author on his book, Audacity, you know, I just want, okay, help me understand. And,
one of those things to where you're going to find out right away, kind of get an idea how things are going to be over the next 4 years, is what happens when they do. You can't just get rid of Obamacare at this point.
Right.
You have to replace it with something or change it in some way that it doesn't just take everything off the plate, because that's going to lead to even worse problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully they have a plan, and they will actually follow through on their plan, because a lot of people make plans and then they don't follow through. And hopefully they do. And, you know, another thing that I'd really like to see our lawmakers get rid of is tying things that don't matter into a bill.
Without a doubt. Yeah. Well, all these ornaments that are tied in. The other thing is, Scott, and maybe Donald Trump is the one to do it, and that is to, again, do what our founding fathers expected to do, and that is that they would live under the very laws they created. All these exemptions and everything that they've been getting is just not appropriate. It protects them. It keeps them from living under the very laws they're creating, as if, you know, they're an elite class and we are the minions that have to live out what they have doled out to us.
Just part of the stupid American public, right?
I guess. To bring that up again, why not? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's Inauguration Day on 2017 in America. We pray for a peaceful transition. We pray that God's will be done over America and this president and this new administration. May God's will be done. Thank you so much for being with us.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396. 1396.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Oh, they're not going to understand me. I'm not going to be able to understand them.
Now, look, honey, they speak a few words of English. You speak a few words of Spanish.
Oh, I've forgotten my Spanish.
Well, you took it in high school, didn't you? Don't you remember anything?
I remember I flunked.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. It is time for the Lolo Girl. Yes, Lucy herself, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, motivating speaker that she is. And if you think not, you can ask her husband. He gets very motivated when he hears your voice, doesn't he?
More motivated than he would like to admit. Yeah, it's amazing with him. I told him the other day, I said, honey, just know this. The jewels in your crown one day are going to be so big, you're going to have to scoot in glory.
That does give me a picture here that we can chuckle about, no doubt. Well, happy Inauguration Day. How are you?
Yeah, wow. I cannot believe it. And I thought you would be going. I'm surprised you're not, but you're out on the West Coast, huh?
I'm on the West Coast. I'm about as far away from the Beltway and some of the wackiness, although I got to tell you, I am really disturbed at the reaction of these Democrats not participating in the peaceful transition of our government. And, you know, all that it represents, look, you are elected officials by the people. This is not about Democrats. It's not about the Republican. It's about the United States of America. And I got to, you know, how dare you? I think it's disgusting. It's counterproductive in light of what we've gone through in the last 8 years. And if you're serious about getting this country back on track, then you can't be like John Lewis. You got to be more like Martin Luther King. I say Junior, Martin Luther King III, who met with the president, prayed with the president. Mm-hmm. And even when he was being baited, Lauren, by Jim Acosta, who got slapped down at the Trump presser because of the fake news and their participation with the dossier that, supposedly was released by the Russians. They still don't know for sure, but nonetheless, it was ill-founded. BuzzFeed put it out there. And here's BuzzFeed, supposedly. I mean, we're talking a multi-million dollar entity puts out and they reduce themselves to less than a tabloid kind of operation, and CNN picks up on it. But, Jim Acosta tried to rev up Martin Luther King to get him to feel, some sort of joint offense with, with the civil rights leader, John Lewis, which was, very, very disappointing, because we need to find the high ground on this situation. We've had too many years of the low ground and dividing this country, not uniting it.
Well, I think we're frustrated across the board. I see what we've been talking about in our family is that the Congress and the senators, that shouldn't be allowed. For one thing, if they're not going to support the inauguration, they should lose their seat. It's very disappointing that the current president is being disparaging and not supporting Donald Trump.
And I love Sean Hannity's piece where it showed him interviewing George Bush II, and it was right before he was leaving office. And Sean Hannity's like, man, I tried to bait him. I tried to push him in. And he said, you know what? I'm going to be supportive, and I'm going to say kind things about the incoming president because that's what our nation needs. They need us to have that unity as we transition. That's exactly. not happening. I mean, you're seeing some, you're seeing all these, you know, Hollywood stars. You know, I'm thinking about, I'm like, you know, if you're in Hollywood, unless you're maybe Clint Eastwood, you can't even say that you're a Republican or you'll never work again. You know, I mean, how sad is that? I mean,
well, they're all being shut down. I mean, it's like everything that this administration has done, whether it's the EPA, whether it's global warming, they're going to find a way to shut you down and invalidate you. That's been the last 8 years, and that's been what we've talked about, Lauren, is that, you know, we're saying your voice is not welcome. It's not even not welcome. You can't even participate in it. How disgusting is that when people's voices are invalidated? This is what elected Donald Trump, because Donald Trump says, look, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. But if you've been hearing what they say when you're flipping through the news every day, like the other day, Bernie Sanders was just going off about the fact that Donald Trump was not the people's choice. He lost by 3 million votes. I mean, just going on and on about the Electoral College. Yeah. And, you know, we've said many times it was just for California. If you throw California out, and you and I have lived in California, I mean, then he still did win. And I know that doesn't mean that he did because of popular vote, she won. But still, we have it set up the way it is for a reason. We are at this point, and why can't you be gracious? Because I'm going to tell you, if it's the other way around and Hillary won, could you imagine if we weren't being gracious? Oh,
well,
my word. Like,
yeah,
it's becoming a bully thing.
Well, it's the same thing.
You don't believe what we believe.
Exactly.
You know, you're out. I mean, I put one thing on Facebook showing a beautiful video. I think I told y'all a while back of someone that Donald Trump had given a job to at like 17. They were homeless. He's still there to this day. Just a little, you know, just a little video. I wasn't on like a political tirade.
Right.
And I had a cousin, a best friend from college, a kid I've mentored when I was teaching, and a friend from high school all just came at me and said the ugliest things. Now, I've forgiven them, and I didn't take them off, and I just stood my high ground and said, you know what? You can say that to me all you want, but I'm entitled to put a video up that shows a beautiful kindness done to someone. And the things that were said to me were horrifying.
Yes.
People that I've had relationships with for 40 years, 30 years, just because I put up a nice video, it's that sick.
You know, here it is. If we're going to get this country back on track and move forward, and, you know, and even, you know, in the context of the country, Lauren, and I know you look at it this way as well, it's about the souls, about the people, the lives, the individual stories, potentially, that could be rewritten under this new administration if we all get together. I mean, you know, this is what leadership can do. And I'm going to tell you, sadly, there's going to be some people that are left in the dust. They're so caught up in their safe spaces, sucking their thumbs, curled up in the fetal position, that they're going to miss the boat.
With their Play-Doh.
Exactly. And
well,
it's
God's
sad.
Faithful.
And it's sad.
He's faithful.
Yeah, and God is, and that's what I'm trusting in. But I'm just trying to say, America, wake up, because we need to get this country moving again. And in order to do that, it requires all hands on deck. It's not about an R thing. It's not a D thing or an independent thing. It's about the United States of America. And you've got to find ways and reason within your own heart and mind to get on the same page so that we're all, you know, sharing the heavy lift that's required here.
To be the United States of America.
Yes, exactly.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, and so this is the opportunity, and it's going to be a missed opportunity, no doubt, for these people that are looking for safe places, these celebrities that are getting left in the dust. And, you know, what they're doing is they're invalidating people's voices, and people are going to say, well, if I'm going to be invalidated, guess what? I'm not going to go see your movies anymore. And look what's happening. You know, for the first time in a long time, some of the numbers, I've been looking at the movie houses, and it's not looking good for them. You know, in sports, some of these teams and individuals that have decided to, you know, be contra the culture and take a stand, they're paying a big price for this.
Well, that's where our voice is heard. If someone is saying things converse to what you believe and that you support and is the desire of your heart and the passion of your heart, you don't keep supporting what they do. That's
exactly.
How your voice is heard if they're not going to listen to you. That's what we have to do. We don't have a choice.
Well, I'll tell you, leadership is the order of the day. I think we have a grand opportunity here. I'm disappointed in this current president, President Obama, and what he's doing in terms of the landmines that he has set. The situation with Chelsea Manning, saying what he did, the slap in the face to veterans, the military, you know, it's unconscionable that somebody would do such a treasonous act against this country, that even lives were affected by this, Lauren, and he gets a get out of jail, or she gets a get out of jail card. You know, and I'm like you, I'm going, what empowers the president that we're here at this last hour, that he's letting all these murders go? And
more than any other president in the history of the presidency, why is that even allowed? What people sat around and said, well, you know what, why don't we do this? When a president's leaving office, let's let him pardon anybody he wants. You know,
well,
I mean, why is that even going on? I mean, that should be stopped. That can't happen anymore. I mean, that's sheer craziness. You know, these are people that were captured, and some of our servicemen died, you know, capturing them, and they're releasing them back to their countries. You know, and the situation with Chelsea Manning, I think we're all like, what? Are you kidding me? I mean, but you know what? It encourages us to go, okay, it's one more day.
Right.
One more day. You know, I mean, we're all just clinging. Father, just see us through one more day. But I tell you what, our country needs some, a change of heart. Like you said, but you know what? It starts with you, and it starts with me, and it starts with our listening family. If you have conversation about, like we've been talking about for months and months and months, and know that your voice does matter. And if you see a star that doesn't support what you feel and believe, don't go to their movies. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is what we got to do. We got to start standing, and hopefully at some point we'll become unified. I pray that can happen. Can it? God's good. I mean, that's just what we're
It's going to take. It's going to take some courage. There's no doubt about it, because you know, the pressure is on. You know, like I said, the administration has conditioned the culture, this past administration, that if you didn't believe in global warming and climate change and that sort of thing, we're going to get the EPA on you. If you are supporting a conservative cause, then Lois Lerner and the IRS are going to come after you. I mean, this has been the order of the day. This is the model.
Going to be blackballed from life, from society.
Exactly. I mean, it's kind of amazing. You know, we had this conversation earlier this week with James Herson, the media analyst and attorney, and he called it the new McCarthyism that's existing here in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Incredible, you know, but that's what it is, right?
Yeah, that's what it seems like. I mean, and I think all of us are shocked. I don't know if y'all find yourself, after everything that's happened, still going, is this really taking place?
Yes.
But I think that I still can't believe it. Like the last things that happened the past few days, you just go to bed at night going, is this our country? Father, what's going on? But you know what? Thankfully, I'm not trying to spiritualize this, but thankfully we have a good God, and prayer does change things.
Without a doubt.
And getting out there and speaking what your voice does change things.
Well, that is the bottom line of it, is that this is a spiritual battle that we're fighting, and it is with prayer.
And blood.
Exactly. Amen. There it is. Lolo, Lauren Kitchen Stewart's been with us. Lauren, say goodnight, huh?
Love you guys. You know what? There's hope.
Yes,
God,
there is.
There's hope, and there's mercy, and there's grace, and that is what's going to see us through. It's His faithfulness, not the faithfulness of men. You know what I'm saying? He's greater.
Well, we welcome the 45th President of the United States of America. Amen.
Amen.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again.